Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. That's Carlos bringing us back. Carlos Santana. We're spinning some platters and rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Witte is our guest. He's the founder and the CEO of Advantage Media Group. They will help you publish your book. That's what they do. That's one of the things that they do, help you publish your book. He's also pretty good hand when it comes to understanding how to have a thriving, engaged, and productive workplace. And he's here to talk to us about that too. Adam Witte, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you back. In the previous segment, Adam, I was talking about one of your ideas that you like to talk about is having a great working environment in your business. And the point I was making there is I said that whenever I was in the military, I used to could meet the private of an organization, and I could tell what the commander was like because the commander's engagement, happiness, behavior, whatever, personality, usually the leaders, all of that from the leader gets down through all the way down through the ranks. And so I said, if you're going to have an engaged environment, you need to look in the corner office first. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, especially in a small business. The mood of the company follows the mood of the founder and the CEO. Whether you as the boss like that or not, That's exactly the truth. And if you come in with a frown on your face, if you're upset, the entire office will be tense and on pins and needles. And if you walk in and you're in a jovial mood and you're happy and you're saying hi to people, what'd you do last night? Did you have a good weekend? Then it creates a much more jovial, engaged culture. And again, whether you like that or not, it's just the truth. And and you've got to realize that.
So now let's say that we've done that soul searching and we've taken some time and we've made some adjustments, and it didn't shock our people too much. When we came in and actually started acting happy instead of grumpy, and maybe we weren't quite as single visioned on the bottom line. We realized that human beings that there are other reasons why people come to work for you, not just the almighty dollar. So now, what do we do? Let's take it out of the corner office. Where do we go from there?
Well, the first thing that I like to do is make sure that you as a company have a mission and a vision that people can get excited about. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that you do, like, for example, we're in the publishing business. We publish books. But we don't really see ourselves being in that business. We see ourselves helping our authors share their stories, passion, and knowledge with the world, to help other people learn and grow. And so when you create a mission and a vision for the company that really communicates how you're adding value to people's lives as a company, it gets people a whole lot more interested to come into work on Monday and Tuesday than it is, oh, I'm just there to make the boss money.
Right.
No. You're there to help this company make a difference in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Most companies pay their employees twice a month. Some people pay every week, but most people pay twice a month. So that means that the really, really happy payday is only 2 days a month, but they're working 20 more other days a month. So what do you do to make them want to get excited about coming to work, about it being meaningful to them to come to work on all those other days? That's the key.
Well, one of the things that we did not too long ago, Jim, and I would encourage every single entrepreneur listening to do this because it has had a profound effect. I created something called the Painted Picture.
The Painted Picture?
And the Painted Picture. And this is a picture of the vision that I have for Advantage 5 years from now. And here's the theory. Every entrepreneur, every CEO has a vision in their head of what the future of the business is going to look like. And this is a movie that's playing in vivid color in the CEO's head. But the problem is the CEO never shares what that movie looks like to the rest of the people on their team. And so if you can go through the exercise of painting a picture for your team of what the future is going to look like, and hopefully it's an exciting and a bright future with growth opportunities and expanding the business and entering new markets, if you can paint that picture for other people and they can begin to see what you see, not only will they actually work harder, but they'll really get excited about it and see a bright future for themselves too. And that goes a really long way.
You know, when you're telling this story, you remind me of a story I like to tell and have told over the years, something Napoleon is alleged to have said. The great French general one time said that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. And that's what you're talking about. And that's what you have to have on those days when it's not payroll. When it's not payday.
I'll give you one anecdote. In the painted picture that I shared with our team members a couple of months ago, I talked about our vision over the next 5 years to open up a satellite office in London and a satellite office in Sydney.
Wow.
And our top salesperson says to me, I told my husband all about this, and I want to open the office.
How about that? Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back with Adam Witte and talk some more about this with him. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.